This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on a Halloween Friday. Lots to discuss today. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. Good morning. Happy Halloween, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. You know, sometimes it's just about the principalities of the situation. And if you go bald, You can't try to grow hair again if you ain't really fixed that thing.
Once you go home, you can't come back.
You can't come back. Yeah,
once you go on home. No, you cannot do that. Happy Halloween. We're in costume today if you want to check us out on YouTube. Lot to discuss on a very serious and spooky Halloween Friday.
Ooh.
Yeah, it is. You feeling spooky? You going trick-or-treat tonight?
I don't know yet, though. I don't know what Harper wants to do. Because they, last night, because of the weather, didn't go. So I don't, normally, I don't remember or recall too many people in his neighborhood going trick-or-treating on trick-or-treat.
Well, you
got
to get them to a neighborhood to go trick-or-treating. How was the game last night before we get into
it? It was awesome, man. They had 47, almost 50,000 people at the game. It was a star-studded event. I think everybody in Philadelphia came out. Saw a little bit of everybody. Cam Newton was there. Marshawn Lynch was there. Mm-hmm. Allen Iverson was there. It was like a lot of people there last night.
It seemed like it was an entertaining game. Close game.
Yes, it was.
And DeSean Jackson's
Norfolk
Delaware State
came to play.
Yeah.
They really came to play last night.
Seemed like a great one. And good job by the Link hosting. All right, we got a lot to get into. It's a football Friday. It's a bye week Friday for the Philadelphia Eagles. But you know what else it is, Hugh? It's Trade Rumors Friday here on WIP.
And some rumors got hot and heavy, boy.
Did we get a juicy one yesterday? let's just listen to it, and then we can react to it and talk through the whole thing. So this is Charles Robinson. This is longtime NFL reporter Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports. He was doing an interview about the NFL trade deadline on 102.5 The Game in Nashville. Listen to what he said he's hearing about your Philadelphia Eagles.
Rumor going around, and I have not heard it out of the Eagles, but I've heard it from a couple of other high ranking people and other teams that are clearly on the phones that, Howie Roseman and the Eagles are super hot after Myles Garrett, and how he'd give up like 3 first round picks for him, which, you know, if it's coming for the Eagles, those are 3 late firsts. So it's like even arguable when you get through the draft process, you know, how many first round grades do you really have? Maybe you have between 14 and 18 in a typical year. And that means that if you're drafting in the late 20s, early 30s, you're not even getting a player that's really considered on your board. Unless you're lucky, you're not getting a player that maybe you have a first round grade on. But yeah, so that's kind of like this rumor that's out there that, hey, like Howie would really love a shot at him.
All right, let's unpack it, Hugh. It's out there now. It's similar to what we heard in the offseason, which was the Eagles and Myles Garrett. It was a thing. And I remember when he was at this. Remember he was at the on Radio Row in the afternoon show, which was cheering at him and chanting at him, that whole thing.
Yeah. So that was the afternoon show.
That was the afternoon show. And we, you know, he was there, and it was a thing where he was asking for a trade. Ultimately, he re-signed with the Cleveland Browns, and we thought this was off the table. And it's back on the table. But, Hugh, we have some things, like we have these things on our show that we adhere to, right? The the commandments, the creed, the core values of our show, right?
Yes.
And one of them is new information, new opinions. And I have to start with this. When we had the discussion in March about Myles Garrett and the Philadelphia Eagles, I was on the side of I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't give up multiple first-round picks and pay him. And I was concerned that he's getting closer to 30, and the Eagles have young pass rushers. They have to pay Jalen Carter, all this stuff. And you and I were aligned that day. And Hugh, that was then, and this is now. And I look at it now today, and I say, Myles Garrett has not declined an ounce. In fact, he has 10 sacks. He had 5 sacks. Sunday.
He went off.
He is the best defensive player in the sport, still is, and I think he could stay that way for at least a few more years. I look at what the Eagles have, and they have told us now, Hugh, multiple times in multiple ways, they're not happy with their pass rush. I mean, just think about what we've heard the last few months. They tried to trade for Micah Parsons. They made a big offer for Micah Parsons. It didn't work out. They then go sign Za'Darius Smith. He was here, and then he leaves. They go bring in Brandon Graham. They clearly think they need a boost there, and there's no bigger boost in pro football than getting Myles Garrett. So they're telling us they don't have enough. He's obviously not in any sort of decline close to the age of 30. And I look at it like this. The Eagles are already a damn good football team that's coming off a Super Bowl. I believe if they acquire Myles Garrett now, it is the key and the linchpin to a dynasty. I'm not kidding. If they get Myles Garrett now, I believe we are talking about a team that will win the NFC and get back to the Super Bowl again and have a real chance to win a second straight Super Bowl. Everything else is in place. And I look at the NFC, and the only thing I think that could trip them up is they're going to have to go through a lot of good offenses and quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. And this defense this year has not been as great. And I look at what they have on the other side. And I look at what Myles Garrett could bring. Jared Goff's a heck of a quarterback, but you know what he can't do? He can't move. If you pressure him, he's cooked. Jordan Love's really good quarterback, but you know what happened a few weeks ago? The Browns, what Myles Garrett beat them because they pressured Jordan Love all day. Sam Darnold last year, he's good, and he's on the Seahawks now. What happened to him in the first round of the playoffs? He got pressured, and he folded like a cheap suit. The NFC is there for the taking again. Myles Garrett puts the Eagles over the top. And look, 3 first-round picks is a huge price. But would anyone out there listening say you wouldn't trade the next 3 first-round picks for a dynasty? I'm in. Go get Myles Garrett. I believe it takes the Eagles from a Super Bowl champion that will remain a contender to a dynasty over the next 3 years. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on a Halloween Friday. Hugh Douglas, would you trade 3 first-rounders for Myles Garrett? I mean, I'm hot. I'm super hot for Myles. Are you?
Allow me to unpack this just a little bit.
Go ahead.
Because there's a lot going on. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate that. It's starting early on Friday. There's a lot that's going through my head when I think about this, the potential of all of this. Mm-hmm. The first thing that I'm thinking about, Joe, is that when you talk about cap hits and ramifications of getting rid of players and all that other stuff, that kills that conversation for anybody that wants to have it. Especially when we talk about trading different people. And I'm going to tell you why. Because the Cleveland Browns just traded Myles. They just signed Myles.
Sure. But isn't that their problem? Isn't the cap hits their problem?
Allow me to finish.
Go ahead. Because
I feel like you think I'm about to disagree with you.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what you're going
to
say.
Okay, well, if you allow me to land, like OG Wade said, allow me to land this plane.
Land the plane.
So it kills that conversation when people like to be feeling, to feel secure by saying, well, his cap hit is going to be too much and all this other stuff. Like, that kills that conversation. We are closer to the NBA now than we've ever been before if this rumor is true. Like, that's how I feel. So all those people I like to argue, like, this makes no sense because so-and-so has a no-trade clause or, you know, they just gave him this kind of money. And this, like, that kills that conversation dead at the door. Number two. When you talk about giving up 3 first-round draft picks, Howie's bread and butter over the last few seasons, over the last his tenure since he's been here, has been his ability, whether it's hit or miss, to replenish the ranks when it comes to this football team. Mm-hmm. And he does that by getting young, stalwart players that play well for him that are under contract. He does a great job of that. So there's that. And then when you talk about getting a guy like Myles Garrett, that kind of – that whole defense is a luxury thing. That kind of shifts the balance of power just a little bit.
Oh, sure does.
Yeah, when you get that player. Because for all y'all that don't understand, and I said it all the time,
oh boy,
that the biggest reason why I've always said that defense is a luxury, not a necessity, because most of the assets that we've accrued have been on the offensive side of the ball.
That would change that.
That would definitely change that. Not only that, Joe, you give up 3 first-round draft picks. This offense is getting older. This offense is getting older, so that's going to set you.
So are you in?
No, I'm allowed. You said I can. You let me long talk. I'm long talking.
Yeah, but I don't know where you're going with it. I'm impatient. Aliens don't have patience.
I mean, come on.
I wouldn't do it.
You what?
No, I wouldn't do it. Because listen, it's you're setting your franchise back, and you're in a good spot. I feel like you're going to set your franchise back a little bit by giving up 3 first-round draft picks because. Your offense is getting older. We don't even have a replacement for Lane Johnson. We don't have a replacement for Lane, correct?
Correct.
A.J. Brown is getting a little longer in the tooth. Our quarterback looks like he's starting to hit his stride as far as being that stalwart MVP elite quarterback. Feels like that's happening. Mm. So if we give up 3 first-round draft picks, that puts us in a position. I mean, and we've drafted well. But we won't be able to be able to get premier talent at potentially that tackle spot.
But the premier talent is Garrett.
That's
it's
a lot.
Miles Garrett.
I mean, I get it. That's a lot.
Man,
DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
That's a lot, though. That's a lot.
3 first-round picks is a lot. I don't disagree with you on that. It would be one of the biggest trades in NFL history in terms of compensation. But how many players are worth the kind of we're talking about an all-time player, right? You actually, when we spoke about it last year, were more on the side than I was and just how great he is.
He is.
I think you can make a case that he's going to put up when it's all said and done. I'll just say it this way. I think he has a real chance to break the all-time sack record.
Yeah, because he's in his prime, and he already has like well over 100.
Well
now,
over
right?
100. On Sunday, he surpassed Reggie White for the most sacks ever before the age of 30. We're talking about an all-time player. On a team that already has enough to compete anyway. I mean, the Eagles are going to be in the second round probably just by accident.
Yeah.
Right? So then, like, how do they win 3 more games to win another Lombardi? This guy tips the balance in the NFC. I think he tips the balance in the whole NFL if he comes here. And I'm not as afraid as I was in March that maybe age is going to get to him. He doesn't look like it's slowing him down at all. He's still a dominant football player. And look, what, 33 years ago, the Eagles let Reggie White leave, or Reggie White chose to leave, and he was coming off of 8 straight double-digit sack seasons. Miles Garrett has 8 straight double-digit sack seasons. I mean, this doesn't have – you don't usually let players like that walk away. You don't usually have the chance to acquire players like that. If the cost is 3 first-round picks to create a dynasty, I'm in. I'm going to get Miles Garrett.
I mean, it's very – I'm not going to lie. It's very intriguing.
And let me just throw this out there quick, and we can unpack the whole thing as we go throughout the show. You mentioned replenish the ranks, draft picks. There's other ways to recoup draft picks. I've said this many times the last few weeks. I don't believe A.J. Brown's going to be an Eagle for much longer, whether that's Tuesday or that is this offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're not going to recoup 3 first-round picks for A.J. Brown, but you could recoup some draft picks for A.J. Brown that you put back into the whole thing. I also don't know if they're going to end up paying all the guys we think they're going to pay. So you might say, Miles Garrett's expensive. Well, he's worth the money. I'm not sure the other guys they have here that they're going to pay in the next few years are worth the money. 215-592-9494. Let's have the conversation. According to Charles Robinson of Yahoo, longtime NFL reporter, the Eagles are super hot after Myles Garrett. Kyle, what are you thinking as we're back here with the Myles Garrett trade rumors?
Howdy, partners. First of all, happy Halloween.
Howdy.
Yep. I'm very disappointed in Hugh. Appalled, actually.
It's really, because you used to be a pass rusher.
No, you know what? Because, and I apologize to everybody because I'm thinking logically in a world where this is illogical. Because when you think about
illogical.
This.
It's not.
Well, a little bit. Mm-hmm. Because when you think about it, it's like, it's a lot of whys for me. And there's a lot of boxes that, it's a lot of whys and, okay, now what type situation for me.
I got a why.
Why?
We can go back to back.
That's it.
Right, it's hard to go back to back.
Go back to back.
It'd be easier to go back to back with Myles Garrett.
I would trade my entire draft this year for Myles Garrett. I don't care. I would do whatever
now
it takes.
We're talking.
I got news for you, fellas. With this whole draft picks thing, you know who already is the second youngest team in the NFL?
The Eagles.
The Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, at a certain point, it's like, are we going to start just trying to go all in on this window? Or are we just going to keep trying to build for the future? Like, just go get Myles Garrett. You could argue.
It would be nice to go back to back, though.
Imagine Santa Clara?
Myles Garrett's 29, by the way. He has 10 sacks this season. Just had 5 in the last game. You could argue he's not only the best defensive player in the NFL, you could argue he's the best player in the NFL.
I agree. You could now, if they voted right now the way they do in the offseason, he might be the best player
in
the league.
And you want to put him on the defending Super Bowl champions. I don't care about the money. Howie will figure that out. We'll cross that bridge when we get there with all the other guys. Go get Myles Garrett. I'm so hot for Myles Garrett, fellas. So hot.
I've never been hotter.
You guys are ridiculous. where you getting the money from, though? Because now, like, one of my biggest stances about this last year was the Jalen Carter effect.
Okay, you want to address the elephant in the room?
Let's go.
Okay, so when we had this discussion in March and we kind of projected forward, right? And I think you and I were on the same page that day. We had the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, how do you do this, right? Because soon, Jalen Carter's going to cost $40 million. We know A.J. Brown costs $30 million. That's $70 million, right?
Yes.
Are we sure either of those guys are going to get paid that much money by this franchise next season? I'm not.
That's a good question.
So A.J.'s money could be off the books if he's gone after the season. And let's address it. We've kind of danced around it. There's no way on God's green earth right now I would pay Jalen Carter $40-plus million a year. You have an extra year before you have to pay him. You could delay that decision. I don't think he's played up to that level. I mean, Hugh, I don't know what the Eagles think about all this, but perhaps they've watched Jalen Carter not be in great shape, according to Vic Fangio, get thrown out of a game, have shoulder injury, wrist injury, not dominate this season, and perhaps they're saying, you know, I wonder if over the next 3 years, $40 million to Myles Garrett is a better way to spend money than paying it to Jalen Carter. I mean, they may have changed their mind on Carter.
I don't know. Now, Jordan Davis has had a pretty decent season. He's had a quiet one because he's been out there just doing his work.
Sure.
And he's, you know, I in his situation, the more we don't say about him, the better it is for him.
Yeah, probably.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I don't know how this defense looks without Jalen Carter in the middle. And I think he's an integral part of this defense.
But he could be here. They don't have to do anything to his contract
for
another 2 years.
We're talking about the back-to-back. But, again, moving forward, I know the guy that's going to benefit tremendously from this is Myles Garrett. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Cleveland's primarily in a 4-3 defense. So that changes our defense.
Dude, Myles Garrett is going to be just fine.
Well, they're probably
going to stand up.
You know what?
Like,
to be honest, if he's here, he's big enough. They'll probably put him at that D-tackle spot with / defensive end and modify the defense a little bit. But, again, the defense is going to change.
Yeah. Maybe I could just sell you on this. Kyle brought up that he already has 10 sacks this season.
No, I mean, I get it, fellas, but to me, I get it, but to me, I'm steeped in logic with this, and that's where I'm kind of stuck. Because to me, it makes no sense.
You should have brought a calculator in today instead of your outfit here.
I know. I should have brought it in.
Can I throw some math at you? Because you're a lot of math you're throwing at us today with salary cap. Myles Garrett has 10 sacks. Our edge rush group combined,
you don't have to.
They have 4.5, and guess what? 1.5 of those retired 2 weeks ago.
You don't have to remind.
They have 3 sacks from the edge guys on the roster right now. Come on, it's a lot, but this player's worth it. And again, don't you want to have a dynasty?
I wouldn't mind having a dynasty.
I don't think he wants to go back to back.
You don't want to go back to back.
I wouldn't mind going back to back.
But you don't want to go back to back.
I don't think realistically. I don't think this is is going to happen.
Well, I don't I care about that. I want Howie to do it.
No,
I mean, like,
where
let's
do you
go.
Think we are right now?
No, I know.
Have you seen the way we're dressed today?
Hey, listen, we're dressed up in costumes trying to be serious and have a serious radio show.
This is very serious.
I picked the wrong day to be a professional.
I mean, this is unbelievable.
You got Pencil Pusher Douglas
I
over here.
I can't believe that you used to be a pass rusher.
This is ridiculous.
This guy's the best pass rusher in the sport.
Now, listen, because I heard it last night, and I was like, no way. And then you start looking at different media outlets, and everybody's talking about it. And now this is where I'm like, trying to be steeped in reality.
Stop.
That's why. Yeah, I know. But I can't help it.
Listen.
I can't help it. Are there
ramifications? Sure. Will it change the draft the next few years? Sure. Money? Sure. Because it means Jalen Carter might not be here in 2 years? Sure. I don't care.
Dude, Jalen Carter and Myles Garrett on the same line. We may never give up a yard again.
It would be.
Okay.
I mean, just now, think about it.
Now, whoa.
Think about this. Think about the Super Bowl this year, and whether it's Mahomes again or Josh Allen again. Think about it. Think about it. All right, 215.
Nobody will ever score on us ever again.
592.
Not even a yard.
They wouldn't even get in the red zone. 215-592-9494. Would you trade 3 first-round picks to go get Myles Garrett? I'm in. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Good morning, Chris.
Chris.
Happy Halloween, man.
Happy Halloween, Chris.
Hey, great seeing you guys yesterday.
Definitely great seeing you.
You too, Chris.
Yeah. Hugh, I got one of those pictures. Your face says 1,000 words. You look so angry when I gave you that bowl of candy.
I wasn't angry. I just know that the kids aren't going to see it.
Just put it out for the kids tonight. Mm. Come on.
No excuses now, Douglas. No excuses, Douglas.
Get my hair right.
Yeah, guys, let's address this. This is a phenomenal topic for a Friday, especially on a bye week. I mean, the gift that the NFL gave to us. The negative impact of this is he does turn 30 at the end of December, and you're talking about a 4-year contract that's over $200 million. But, guys, it's all about the back-to-back. That's the most important thing here. It's Eagles history for us. This is franchise history. So, yes, I'm all in. Go get Garrett. I'll trade the 3 first-round picks without even batting an eye at it. And I'll even send Uber Hugh Douglas to go pick him up. Drive him. I'm all in.
Listen, guys, Chris, I think what you said there is the key to it. It's about this year and I mean, they could win the next two if they get Myles Garrett. I mean, it's not unreasonable to think this thing is a real legitimate dynasty, Chris, if they get this guy.
Joe, you said it. I was thinking it because if you look at his track record, this is the Reggie White. This is the current day Reggie White.
It is.
Don't pass on that guy. You go get him. And you know what? You guys hit the name or the nail right on the head with this. The cap has got to be solved later. Well, you know what? Hey, next year maybe we keep Jordan Davis, who's going to be cheaper. But you know what? How do we manipulate the cap? How he's going to do that? But how do we recover the draft picks? You trade Jalen Carter. You're going to get at least a 1 for him. 1-1, if not possibly more. You know what? Trade him. I would, in a heartbeat, take Myles Garrett and his contract over Jalen Carter.
Without question. It's without question. And Chris, great phone call. And before the year started, I think it was fair to say, hey, how much more does Myles have left? Meanwhile, Jalen Carter is a younger player.
Yes.
But the way they've played this year... You. If I didn't know their ages, I would have said, well, Myles Garrett's the 24-year-old, and Jalen Carter's the 29-year-old, starting to have some injuries and out of shape and not the same. I mean, one guy looks like the best defensive player. Again, we're not trading away Jalen Carter to get Myles Garrett, but it is fair to bring up, because this is what always was, how do you pay everyone?
The financial.
Right, as time goes on.
Because what is Myles make, like 200 mil?
I think he got a little bit over $40 million per year.
Okay,
yeah.
And you're looking at that, and the potential you got Quinyon, that's probably going to be looking at a deal real soon. Mm-hmm. Cooper DeJean.
Sure.
Like the point is that the defense is a luxury, not a necessity thing. That is going to flip faster.
It will. And I think when this first came up, it was fair to point out all these guys they have to pay. I'm just saying, as I do the math, as I'm the pencil pusher in this instance, I don't know if the money they've allocated to AJ for the next few years or Jalen Carter are actually going to be what they pay them. If I had a guess right now, there's no way they're comfortable paying Jalen Carter $40-plus million, and there's no way that with the way the situation has gone, the AJ thing's going to stay the same. I think they have more money to play with than we think. And you know what? That's for down the line. Just get Garrett on this team and win this Super Bowl.
Yeah, but the thing is, again.
Hugh doesn't want to go back to back. No, I mean, I do
want to go back to back, but the reality of it is this. This is an offensive league. And as we saw last night when Lamar Jackson was back on the field, you got to score points. You have to score points.
Sure, but we're not going to add more offense, right?
Well, no. The point is that it's driven by the offensive players. That's why the team was built the way that it was built. Now, granted, the offensive weapons that we have haven't paid the dividends that we've wanted, but they've helped put us in position to be as successful as we are.
But they've won it. They won it with defense.
But here's the thing. The defense didn't cost you as much. Your offense was your bread and butter.
Yeah.
And if you look around the league, that's what every team is striving for.
Look,
more offensive firepower.
I understand that. There's a very clear, it's clear to me, way to win the Super Bowl or get to the Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts as the quarterback. He's a good quarterback. He's had a good season. Two times in the 5 years he's been the quarterback, they've had a top 5-10 defense. They've gotten to the Super Bowl. A couple years, they did not, and they didn't get close to the Super Bowl. It's as simple as that for me. If Jalen Hurts will do enough to win if the defense is top tier. And with Myles Garrett, I think it could be top tier. 215-592-9494. Rumor has it, the Eagles are hot for Myles Garrett. I'm hot for Myles Garrett, too. I'm actually kind of hot in this alien costume. But we are dressed up today. We got Woody. We got Big Worm. We got an alien. Would you do it? Three first-round picks for Myles Garrett. Your call's coming up. Plus, former GM Mike Mayock yesterday and the possibility of it actually happening. We'll let you hear that next. Your phone calls on a Football Friday, a Myles Garrett trade rumor Friday. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.